You Are Not Alone, a compilation.
The Bible lets us know that we can expect to go through some difficult times while we're on this earth. The good news is that it also promises that we won't have to go through them alone. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. I know the Lord is always with me. I will not be shaken. God loves for us to talk with Him, just as we would our closest friend, and He promises to be there for us when we do. When you pray, I will listen. If you look for me wholeheartedly, you will find me. He wants to hear about our burdens and for us to give Him all our cares so that He can bring hope to our heart, peace to our soul, and strength to our life. Of course, God is not only interested in our struggles, He also wants us to talk with Him about everything, from our smallest victories to our greatest fears, and everything in between. Once Jesus comes into our lives, His presence is always with us. Sometimes we can feel it, sometimes not. But by faith, we can say like King David of old, "The righteous person faces many troubles, but the Lord comes to the rescue each time." While David had his difficult moments when he felt overwhelmed, ultimately he knew that God would never forsake him in times of trouble, and neither will He forsake us. Whatever happens, you are not alone. Ronan Keane. You are precious in my sight. Even the very hairs of your head are numbered. I know your heart and your thoughts. I want you to know that I'm right beside you. I am a constant help in time of trouble. Never think or feel that you are alone, for my presence is always with you, and my spirit will help you. Come to me, casting aside your cares and worries. My love for you is without measure, without end, without boundaries, eternal. Keep your eyes steadfast on me. Be reassured in your heart that I am with you always, holding your right hand. Spend time with me, and you will be refreshed and strengthened and inspired. I am close to the brokenhearted and rescue those whose spirits are crushed. Trust in my love for you. Don't look at the obstacles you find in your path that might discourage you, slow you down, or even stop you. Look unto me, for I will never let you down. I will never fail you. Let your heart be filled with my love and joy and peace. You are mine forever, and nothing will separate you from my love. Jesus. God is walking through the valley with us. Psalm 23:4 says, "Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me." You deal with life's shadows by turning to the light. You can't see the shadow and look at the light at the same time. Jesus said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." Focus on Jesus. He's with you right now. When you get your focus off your fear, you can focus on God and what He wants to do through you. You may not be able to see Him, but he is there. Valleys are different for a believer than a non-believer. That difference isn't the absence of the shadow, it's the presence of the shepherd. Rick Warren. The Lord himself sees to it that his children are never left alone. Each member of the Trinity has been expressly promised to believers for all of eternity. It was God the Father who said, "For it is the Lord your God who goes with you. He will not leave you nor forsake you." Jesus promised to his disciples, "Behold, I am with you always, to the end of the age." Christ also promised the 12 the coming of the Holy Spirit. "I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper to be with you forever, even the Spirit of truth. You know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you." There is no greater source of fulfillment and joy than that of the presence and company of the Lord. While God has given us the comfort of dwelling with our brothers and sisters in Christ, it is God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit who have been, are, and will always be the truest and most faithful companions. Katalin Luetke. The great American civil rights leader, Martin Luther King, was a person with tremendous courage. He endured vilification, beatings, imprisonments, death threats. His house was firebombed. As we all know, he eventually was assassinated. Shortly after, he received a phone call where a menacing voice said, "If you aren't out of this town in 3 days, we're going to blow your brains out and blow up your house." He sat at his kitchen table drinking a cup of coffee. "And I sat at that table," he said, "thinking about that little girl and thinking about the fact that she could be taken away from me at any minute. And I started thinking about a dedicated, devoted, and loyal wife who was over there asleep. And I got to the point where I couldn't take it anymore. I was weak. And I discovered then that religion had to become real to me. And I had to know God for myself. I will never forget it. I said, 'Lord, I'm down here trying to do what's right. I think I'm right. I think the cause we represent is right. But Lord, I must confess that I'm weak now. I'm faltering. I'm losing my courage.' And it seemed to me at that moment that I could hear an inner voice saying to me, 'Martin Luther, stand up for righteousness. Stand up for justice. Stand up for truth, and lo, I will be with you even until the end of the world.' I heard the voice of Jesus saying still to fight on. He promised never to leave me, never to leave me alone. No, never alone. No, never alone. He promised never to leave me, never to leave me alone." From storiesforpreaching.com. "Before you call, I will answer. While you are yet speaking, I will hear. I know you sometimes feel as if you are alone in the dark. You continue praying because it's the right thing to do, but you wonder if your prayers will make any difference. When you're feeling this way, it's good to stop and remember who I am, the King of Glory. I transcend time. Past, present, and future are all alike to me. This is why I can answer before you even call out to me. No prayer of yours is ever unheard or unanswered. However, sometimes my answer is no or not yet. At other times, your prayers are answered in ways you cannot see. My wisdom is unsearchable, immeasurably beyond your understanding. Take time to think about the wonders of my infinite intelligence and to delight in my endless love for you. If you persist in this intimate adoration, you will know beyond any doubt that you are never alone. You are mine, Jesus.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.